There we go. Okay, talking with Coach. How you pronounce your last name? I always mess that up.
Engelke.
Okay. Between my South, just got to be watching the scrimmage here. What positives did you see out here that you can take away from this?
You know, I think overall the entire experience was positive.
Okay.
I think from an offensive standpoint, you know, coming in, we want to be up-tempo in everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we established that right off the get-go, that we're going to run the ball, we're going to throw the ball. Nothing's going to be predicated on, you know, we're not going to sit and say, if it's third and long, we're going to throw it. If it's long, we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And I think that we were able to run the ball when we wanted to run the ball, and we threw the ball very well today whenever we wanted to. You know, both our quarterbacks, Dylan Ashley, Cole Cottingham, were doing great as far as reading and throwing, reading the run game and directing the offense. Our offensive line did a great job as far as getting into guys, moving the line of scrimmage. We always say we want to move the line of scrimmage 3 yards. They did a great job of that. Even our back said, Coach, there's huge holes back here. There's huge. We can see them. We can run through them. Our receivers were catching the ball. They made some real athletic plays. From a defensive standpoint, we told our kids, line up right, play fast, and play physical.
Okay.
Those are the three things we want to do. And today, we did those three things. You know, the type of offense they were running is something that obviously our kids have not seen all summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't basing any of our evaluations on assignment football. We just said, line up, play fast, play physical. And we did all of those things.
Keep us simple.
Yes. And I told the kids that if we do that, we're going to be successful on defense. If we can be a fast and athletic and physical defense, then we'll get after some people.
Yeah.
Our defensive line was doing a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback. Our linebackers would come up strong on the run to them. Our free safety, Zane Cottingham today, did an outstanding job of filling the alley when they were running the option towards him.
Yeah.
And he had a number of tackles right at the line of scrimmage. So from an overall standpoint, you know, we were pleased with everything.
Yeah. I noticed that they threw a bunch of formations at you. That's the first time I saw a T formation in I don't know how long, and then the split T, and then they did spread. So for your defense, they probably give them a good opportunity to see different looks and how to react to that.
Yeah, I think the things that we saw today are the things that we're going to see throughout the year.
True.
In weeks, you know, once we get into league play, we're going to see all of those types of things. You know, it's a good tester for them to be able to just recognize and see that and what's going to be coming at them. And now we'll store that. We'll break it back out when we face somebody who's going to run that, and the kids will be that far ahead.
Okay. Now, on the other side of the coin there, you know, from today's scrimmage, are there some things that, you know, between now and when you open against Dixie that you'd like to see improve?
Absolutely. There's always things that you want to see improve from week to week. You never get to that point where, you know, if we were peaking right now, I'd say we're in trouble because there's only one place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, our offensive line today, you know, we were called for a number of holding penalties. And we identified the reasons why. We've got to be able to move our feet. We can't get lazy with our hands.
Yeah.
So little things like that. Our quarterbacks, you know, recognizing things a little bit quicker. Defense, you know, even though we were pretty simple in our assignments today, and we'll hammer that home with them to play assignment football.
Sure.
So again,
they're all learning new stuff, right?
But all of the things that we have to correct are basics. It's not like we have to come out and say, okay, we've got to revamp this or we're redo this. It's just basics.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit those every day. So we're just going to keep reinforcing the basics.
So they get the fundamentals they're going to get.
Absolutely. And then we can just go from there and we'll be one step ahead. So next week, you know, we've got Rebel Shawnee and we'll take one step forward at that point.
Sure. One thing I noticed also, I noticed the numbers seem to be up this year. I think just doing a quick head count, look to be around 40 or so kids. Is that accurate?
We're at 41 right now.
Okay. Well,
and that's been, you know, I always said that from day one, my number one goal was to get numbers up.
Sure.
And right now.
And you could tell a difference out here in the field because they had like 7 or 8 kids on the sideline of that.
Yeah. And they had, New Miami had 22 dressed today.
Okay.
And I knew that coming into it. And I knew that with our 41, we would be able to come down and get all the kids a look. But, you know, our numbers have been huge for us. Just the fact that when we practice, we're able to go full on offense and defense and back and forth.
11 on 11.
We can play multiple positions and we can move kids around. So our numbers, you know, our freshman class has 16 in it.
That's huge. That's good.
So, you know,
good
all
for
of
future.
Our. Absolutely.